Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the galactic guru of networking, the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International. Ivan, how many branches, how many countries are you in? 50 countries now?
We're in almost 50 countries. We have about 6,200 locations all around the world.
How many members?
About 145. Our average number of members per chapter is going up quite a bit, actually, during the recession.
It's amazing how much you've grown just since you've been doing my show, Ivan. I'm so glad I've been able to help out.
Well, absolutely. But part of building our organization is the brand building and the name recognition. And so having an opportunity to talk a bit about referral marketing certainly helps to build the BNI
that
brand.
That wasn't exactly the warm fuzzy I was hoping for, Ivan, but that'll work. That's okay. So we're talking about international.
Your show in particular has made a huge difference.
We're talking about and all those commission checks have been great too, Ivan. We're talking about international networking. And there's so many things to keep up with. And see, Americans, as I said in one of the segments, Ivan, our country is so big, we can wander around our whole lives and never bump into another culture. And in other parts of the world, the Pacific Rim and Europe, even to some degree in South America, you could almost do an about face and bump into another culture. We're just not used to having to keep up with that much information, are we?
No, we're not. If you go through Europe, you can go an hour or two in one direction and be in another country. Here, you can go an hour or two and still be in the same state, particularly in the Western U.S. So you're right. I mean, people say, well, there are different cultures in the U.S. From one part to the other, but it's not the same as the different cultures you'll see all around the world. One of the best bits of advice that I got from somebody, Middle Eastern business associate, said to me, look, before you come here, let's sit down and talk. And he walked me through the do's and don'ts, when to shake hands with somebody, when not to shake hands with somebody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes women in particular who are in business will wear, you can tell that they're either an Hasidic Jew or a Muslim that's a strongly practicing Muslim woman will wear things over their hands. They'll wear aprons on their dress. And with those particular people, you don't shake their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never guessed that. So he walked me through kinds of the do's and don'ts of doing business in the Middle East. So that old expression, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, is appropriate. But what's better is, when in Rome, ask the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Ask somebody who lives there.
Right.
What are the do's? What are the don'ts? And you'll save yourself, so particularly with slang. Oh, my goodness, I've gotten myself in trouble with slang in so many different countries where it means something completely different, in English-speaking countries.
One of the things that I have...
means something completely different.
One of the things I've tried to do as I've traveled abroad is pick up on two or three things that are a big deal to them and try to do those things. And what I found is that it really pleases them to see me say their name or something, a greeting or something in their language, or do something like if you're in the Middle East, something that lets them know that you're respectful of their religion or whatever. What I have found is that making just a tiny little gesture like that, but doing it, more than once, gets me plenty of mileage if I should happen to screw up somewhere else.
I think you're right, and I think the key is being respectful of the culture of the country, and if you show that respect, you you started the interview with the ugly Americans, which sometimes is certainly a perception, whether it's mm-hmm. true or not, it's absolutely a perception. And so if you come in respectful to them as business people, to the culture, you've got a leg up in doing business with them.
Right, absolutely. Ivan, what's your newest country? What's the most recent country?
The most recent country is Tanzania, which I have not been to.
Yeah, Tanzania, that's in southern Africa. How about that?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think I might send my CEO to that one.
I'll go for you. I'd like to go to Tanzania. Hey, Ivan, thanks again for being here. Good job as always. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
BNI.com, folks. You got to check that out. And you can find out if there's a chapter near you. You can find out there on the map there at BNI.com. And if there's not, you can find out how to create one. So check it out, BNI.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.